Welcome to the 30th episode of Filling the Blanks, a movie review podcast with my father. I'm your host, Em, and this is my dad.
Oi, mate.
He's doing an Australian accent. That's Ned. So this podcast is all about watching a movie and trying to remember it to give you guys our review. And yes, this is all recorded from the living room couch with my dad laying down. Can you confirm?
What's the matter for you?
What accent is that? Can you confirm, yes or no?
See?
So, this is our 30th episode. Can you believe it?
No.
What are you feeling? What are you feeling about our 30th episode? What emotions? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you annoyed?
I think I'm anxious.
About what?
You just asked me how I'm feeling.
Oh, so just anxious in general, not about the podcast?
Maybe, both.
Yeah, okay. So what movie did we watch?
Step Up Revolution.
No, that's what you're watching on TV right now. What did we watch last night?
Kiwi.
One letter off. Kimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy. Yeah. Kimmy 2022. So this is a movie that came out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the summary. Okay. Kimmy is about a tech worker with agoraphobia discovers recorded evidence of a violent crime, but is met with resistance when she tries to report it. Seeking justice, she must do the thing she fears most. She must leave her apartment. So it was released February 10th, 2022. Directed by Steven Soderbergh and starring Zoe Kravitz. So that's the movie. So for our review, we're going to cover the important categories such as plot, writing, acting, visual, sound. And we'll try to go through these one by one. But we've got to start with the important question, will you spoil?
I'm trying to remember how it ended. I don't think there was anything really to spoil, was there? There's nothing to spoil.
I guess there's a clear ending, but it's kind of...
It's not really a spoiler. It's not like, oh, that's a surprise.
No. Yeah, it's kind of natural progression of the movie. Yeah. So this movie, Kimmy, what did you think of the plot?
Oh, it was weak.
Want to expand
on
that?
A lot of holes, a lot of unbelievables, a lot of pointless stuff
that
you just were stuck in there, and it was not a Soderbergh
what you would expect from him.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, well, he did direct it, he didn't write it, so that,
well, yeah,
so maybe you can like attribute more of the visual style of this movie to him rather than,
well, even that was nothing to write home about.
Well, to clarify, Kimmy is the name of a home device.
I think, like, you just spoiled Alexa. The whole movie.
No, I mean that you know that from the start. Oh, well, so okay. It's like an Alexa or a Siri. Kimmy is a voice assistant. And Zoe Kravitz is Angela Childs. And she is agoraphobic, works from home, and does not leave her apartment. So just
we never find out why she is.
So we do find out a little bit. It's discussed pretty early on about, you know, she had anxiety before the pandemic. This is kind of my first point, is like movies that talk about the COVID pandemic. So she had anxiety before her pandemic, but the COVID situation that forced everyone into lockdown worsened it. So she just never leaves her.
But I thought they made some reference to something that happened to her.
Yes, they did.
And then they never follow up on it, and never get an answer.
The whole thing is, you assume it's similar to what she's hearing on her.
Oh, you
which
know,
is a
if you sexual assume
assault,
you make a
ass out of you and me. I think it's not really assumed. It's pretty obvious about the connection,
no,
and that you didn't make it.
I don't think it's that obvious.
I thought it was pretty obvious.
I don't think it's that obvious.
I thought it was pretty obvious.
I don't think it's that obvious.
I thought it was pretty obvious.
But you can't just assume. Maybe she fell down a flight of stairs.
I didn't assume. I think it's pretty clear from how she talks about the incident.
What incident?
Both the one she's trying to report.
She never talked about the one.
Both the one she's trying to report and how she was talking to her therapist.
She just said
it's called reading between the lines.
Don't you think we should talk about the incident?
It's called reading.
She just said yes, and then she hung up on everybody.
I don't need to know the exact details to have empathy for her.
I do have empathy, but it wasn't well explained, is what I'm saying. And
I'm saying though, you don't need to have people's exact situations explained to you to
listen
to relate to them or to be empathetic towards them.
Yes, I understand that, but I still would have liked to known.
Okay.
Why she was agoraphobic? Why suddenly she could get out, and then all of a sudden she's at the egg truck.
Okay. Why in the movie?
That was a little unbelievable, was it not?
You heard it here and you heard it first. Ned wants things explained to him so thoroughly. So detailed, so a movie can make sense to him. Because otherwise, makes no sense. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's go into...
I mean, otherwise the movie's just in your head. Why even watch this movie? You already have one in your head. Oh, I want them...
to explain it to you.
I want them to stand by their standards.
This man has no media literacy. We get it.
Okay.
We get it.
Moving on.
Moving on.
I'm right. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm right.
So, here's what I actually wanted to get into before you just started arguing with me for no freaking reason. So what are your thoughts about movies that contain the COVID pandemic as almost like a foundation to the plot?
I don't think it was even a foundation. It was just a passing.
Well, she blah, every blah. No, I don't think so. I think that was the whole setting, because she wears a mask every time she goes out. She is always cleaning and washing her hands. I think it's pretty clear that this is about the COVID pandemic.
I took that differently. I took that as being OCD.
But then why is she wearing a mask every time she goes outside?
She changes her sheets every night.
And why did she talk about the pandemic?
Well, I said, I think it was just a time frame thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's the new current world. I don't think it defined her or this movie, is what I'm saying.
So, but what are your thoughts about movies that talk about the pandemic as if it's in retrospect and it's already happened?
Well, but it's not over yet, is it?
I know, but
that's
I'm talking about what do you think about media that does that, because this movie does that.
I think that they shouldn't talk like it's already over because it's still happening.
I agree. That's the whole point I was trying to make.
All right, but this is not that movie. I don't... In my opinion, this is not that movie. I think she was OCD and I don't think the pandemic had a great deal to do with her agoraphobia.
She literally said it, though. It did, though.
But she was lying.
Okay. I think your perception of this movie is different than what they literally stated in the movie.
Yeah.
So... You're just watching a whole different movie, essentially.
She was lying.
You just don't believe woman. Ned doesn't believe woman.
Woman or women?
Woman.
Woman.
Jesus woman. Christ. Well,
woman.
Don't interrupt me. She did literally say that she became more agoraphobic because of the pandemic, and the pandemic had a really big effect on her. So
I think that was an excuse.
Okay. But you don't think people in this world have become more agoraphobic because of the pandemic?
We're talking about a movie. I don't want to get into the social issues of this world.
This movie is about like a supposed real type of person. It's not a real person, as in...
Kimmy's not even real.
I know, it's a fake technology.
Exactly.
But don't you think people have become, generally speaking, more agoraphobic because of the pandemic?
No, I think people wanted to get out because they're sick of being locked inside.
And nobody has become more agoraphobic. Nobody at all.
Or maybe one person.
Okay. So maybe that's the person that Kimmy's about. The one person.
No, she's faking it.
Okay. All right.
She went and got eggs at the end like it was nothing.
That was like several months after this whole situation.
Things don't just change like that. Don't you remember in our favorite show with what's her name? And she'd take one step outside, and then she'd take five steps outside, and then the engine fell off of a plane, and then she ran back inside. Remember?
What are you talking about?
In our favorite show with what's
Lost?
Her
name? Lost?
Not Lost.
Okay, she...
With William Macy and...
Oh, I don't watch Shameless.
But you watch the part with the lady that we like. What's the lady that we
Joan
like?
Joan Cusack?
Joan Cusack was agoraphobic.
Okay, I...
And she would only work herself out so far, and then she could go out to the sidewalk, remember? And then she could go... Three more steps and three more steps. You don't just go get an egg sandwich like nothing happened. That's not how it works.
I got to clarify. I've never seen Shameless. I don't know what he's talking about. And you're correct in the fact that this movie doesn't show any time jumps, which is annoying because time jumps mean that you cannot see growth actually happening.
Showing, what Soderberger is showing, is that she just decided one day to go get an egg sandwich.
Okay. Well, you're spoiling the entire end, so...
It's nothing to be spoiled.
Let's move on. What are your thoughts on at-home listening devices? Kimmy.
I don't have one of those.
Google Home. Why don't you have one?
Because it'll listen. Even I'm watching this phone, it might be listening right now.
It probably is.
Damn it.
Phones always be listening.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Hope I'm not boring them too much.
I mean, have you ever thought or were talking about a product and then you got a targeted ad for it?
No, that's never happened to me.
Oh, well, lucky you. It's very creepy when that happens.
When I think about things, then they happen. That's what's scary.
Yeah. Because the phone knows your pattern.
No, I think they implanted a chip in my head.
Oh, okay. How do you think they did that?
In my sleep.
Okay. Yeah. Because the government really just needs to know what Ned Murphy is up to.
Exactly.
You're vital to their whole operation.
You better believe it.
Plant a chip in anybody else? No. But they need to know Ned Murphy.
And maybe a few other people that have chips.
Do you think I have a chip?
No.
Okay, because you're more important than me?
It's not a matter of importance.
What is it a matter of?
It's just a national security thing.
Okay. What are you about to do? Are you planning something that I should know about?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Let's move on. So we talked about the plot. What did you think about the visuals and sound?
There wasn't really much to think about. It was just average.
I mean, I liked the manipulation of sound because, when she put on her headphones, it was silent except for, she had it was, noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah. Except when they were working on the apartment next door, then they didn't work.
Well, that's because it was so loud. Noise canceling doesn't cancel noise automatically.
Oh, what does it cancel?
If it's loud enough, it's not going to be able to cancel it.
Something canceled.
Okay.
Nothing
I don't
canceled.
Know. Dad.
You know what I'm saying?
You're being very annoying.
Thank you.
About not...
I'm just telling you how I feel about this movie. You want an honest opinion?
Okay.
I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, but you're being weird about just noise-canceling headphones. You know how noise-canceling headphones
That's
work.
What I'm saying. If it's canceling noise
Stop
when you
clapping.
Put it on her head and all the noise goes silent, and then when they're working on the thing next door and she's got munching,
loud.
Goes, oh,
everything goes silent because it's not loud outside.
Yeah, that was a little shaky to me.
Okay. Well, that's just how noise-canceling headphones work. I'm sorry that you don't understand that.
I understand.
And then other things like visuals. I thought there was some cool camera work in it in terms of angles.
Did I miss it?
Apparently you did.
Huh.
Apparently you weren't watching the movie.
I watched that movie.
Okay. Then did you notice any good camera work?
No.
Okay. So you weren't watching it.
No, I was watching it.
So the cast is Zoe Kravitz, Byron Owens, Rita Wilson, Jamie Kamel, Devin Ratch.
Do you want to give him your find?
What find?
Who you spotted.
Yeah, Devin Rattray is Buzz from Home Alone, grown up.
That was impressive.
And he did say, this is a fun fact, he did say his name is Kevin in the movie. Kevin. Mm-hmm. He's Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone. Yeah. Fun fact.
That's the only good thing about the movie.
Yeah. So what did you think about Zoe Kravitz?
Well, what has she been in before this?
Zoe Kravitz has been in a lot of things.
Okay.
I mean...
So what she was doing and what this movie gave her, I think she actually did quite a good job.
Zoe Kravitz, I mean, she's in the Batman.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I know. I just said it to be fun.
All right, but I haven't seen it.
She's in... Well, she was in, like, the Divergent franchise. She was in Mad Max Fury Road. She was in Dope. She was in After Earth. She was in X-Men First Class. She was in Californication. She was in...
I saw her in somewhere.
A lot of stuff, but okay. I think, like, she's still kind of, like...
No.
Getting more important roles so as time goes on.
She did a good job it was. She was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, I mean, like, she's clearly the lead here, so it's about her and her actions. So I like her. I like Zoe Kravitz.
Okay.
I do want to see her, the Batman for her, but that movie, I don't really care about the Batman.
Oh.
Another fun fact.
Yeah.
Is that the voice of the voice assistant, Kimmy, is Bessie Brantley, and that is the ex-wife of Steven Soderbergh, which I think is...
What?
Yeah.
He had his ex-wife do the voice?
His ex-wife does the voice of a home assistant, which is essentially a secretary.
Was that part of his divorce settlement?
It must have been. It was like, you will be a secretary in a movie.
Or, you have to pay me to be in one of your movies. And he said, okay, just pay you for your voice. You're not going to put your face on it.
Yeah. Maybe that was his thing. There's some... I'm interested in what that divorce settlement looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And kind of last reoccurring fun fact that you talked about while watching the movie.
What?
I did? Yeah. Angela hangs up on a lot of people. It's just her using her phone, and she constantly hangs up on people.
She does.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
That's pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Was it your favorite part of the movie?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And Buzz.
And Buzz, yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of all the fun facts. We're at 20 minutes now, so why don't we get to our rating. I think we've argued enough that we should just move on, right?
Well, yeah, because you're never going to get it.
Well, you're never going to get it because you don't understand movies.
Oh, do I?
You don't. The movie literally said facts and you said, I don't believe that.
Because sometimes they may say it, but you don't believe it.
Okay, well...
You got to make me believe. That's the whole idea of a movie. Is to make the watcher believe. Okay. If you don't believe what you're seeing, what's the point?
Okay. Well.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's move on. Okay. Why don't you... before we rate out of 10, did you fall asleep?
No. Did I?
I don't think.
No, I didn't.
You did the... You were biking and then you were...
Yeah, I didn't fall asleep.
Eating... Yeah. So, what would you rate this movie out of 10?
Well, because there are so many holes in it, and the plot was just another plot that was sort of pointless. And I expected much more out of Soderbergh.
Soderberg. Okay.
And so because of that, I'm going to take extra off. I'm giving it a 4.5. And that's probably the worst score I've ever given anything, except for one movie that we never did. Did we do a review on that?
On Old?
Yes. We did. And I think I gave it like a 2.
You gave that a 0.
A 0. So this is possibly the second to the worst one I've seen.
I don't
since
think
then.
It is. I'll pull up the spreadsheet that I have. I think you've given some 1 or 2s.
Did I really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm usually pretty generous.
I think you did.
This one, 4.5 is all I can give.
I am going to be more generous, and I'm going to give this movie like a 5, 5.5.
Okay. I would give it, it would have gotten a 5.5 if it wasn't Soderbergh. Because then I wouldn't have had the same
high expectations. Yeah, I don't really have that much high expectations for it. I thought it was good concept. Because voice assistants are scary, and so
I know, but it's so movie of the week.
I thought it was a good concept, but I do think it was.
And there are so many things that just were so unexplained, like the guy paying off the other guy. You know, they really never.
Oh, corruption doesn't happen in business.
No, not that there, but. It should have been better defined, just not one phone call going,
I think that I don't need to send me the money now. Everything, so
and then the guy that was peeping out the window, you know, who came to save the day.
Sometimes you don't need to be explained every single thing.
I mean, who was this guy?
Happening.
Why was he staring out the window? I mean, it's just, there's so many things that just didn't make sense. So, 4.5.
Okay. 5.5. All right, we watched this movie on, where did we watch it, Dad?
TV.
HBO Max.
Oh, yeah, HBO Max on the TV.
Okay. Well, that's our episode. I think we did enough fighting, so it's time to...
Yeah, but I'm right.
Huh?
I'm right.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm right.
Oh, God. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, I'm right.